This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the previous few surahs of the Quran, we found the depiction of the Day of Judgment, or the changing of the heavens and the earth in preparation for the last day. In today's surah that we find bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to speak about some of the actions of those individuals who reject the last day. And this is a common theme inside the Quran, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about people who enter into Jahannam, will speak about the causes, the reasons, or the actions that they've done. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. When they pose this question, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ, what is the reason for you of entering into Saqar? وَسَقَرْ مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ جَهَنَّمْ, the seven names of Jahannam mentioned inside the Qur'an, why have you landed or ended up inside Saqar, inside Jahannam? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ, we never used to offer the prayers. وَقَدْ تَأْخُذَ الْأَظَاهِرِ, that person may say maybe they deserve the punishment for abandoning the prayers. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, they made these individuals say, لَمْ نَكُنْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ, we never used to feed the poor individuals. Lack of conviction of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you abandon as-salah, made you abandon those things that you seem to think that they're trivial, of not feeding the poor individuals, the destitute, the weak, the orphans. وَكُنَّا نَخُودُ مَا الْخَائِضِينَ, we used to squander, waste our time, those people wasting their time. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينَ, هذا محل الاستشهاد. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ, the reason why we done all of these actions is we rejected the last day, we never believed in it, we never had no conviction. حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينَ, until yaqeen, certainty came to us. Al-yaqeen huna bima'na al-maut. That's the certainty. When death came, now they begin to reflect, why have we landed up inside Saqar, inside Jahannam? Wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Inside Surah Al-Hijr, the end, the 15th chapter of the Quran, carry on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not pick and choose. That one day you decide to be a Muslim, the following day you decide to follow something else. One day you begin to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other day you do something else. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, carry on الْإِسْتِمْرَارِ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ, تَنَوَّعُ الْعِبَادَةِ, عبادات. As you find in Islam, various forms of ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say remain there 24 hours praying salah. وَقْتُ الْحَجْ تَحُجْ, time of hajj, perform hajj. وَقْتَ الصِّيَامِ, صُمْ, month of Ramadan, then you fast, prayer, you pray, give zakah. التَّحَجُّدْ بِاللَّيْلِ, الصدقات, النوافل, all these الأعمال الخيرية, all these different forms of action a person can do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places them for the individual to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these individuals, we find they rejected the last day. As you find inside the Quran, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, if you believe in Allah on the last day. Numerous ahadith, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ, whoever amongst you believes in Allah on the last day, speak good, remain silent, do this action, do that action. Why is there a link between belief in Allah and the last day? Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi mentions, الابتداء بالإيمان بالله سبحانه وتعالى. The beginning is with belief in Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and that's Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentions the end is اليوم الآخر, is the last day. Meaning that if your beginning is sound and correct, then your journey towards the الآخر will be correct. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى drops out belief in the angels, the books, the messengers, at certain times in ahadith, that your conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drive you towards al-akhirah. Al-imanu billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala يجرك إلى الطاعة إلى العبادة. إيمان in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't just mere speech, isn't just reading. It should drag you to worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what at-tawheed is. Worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leading the fruits. Read about thamarat al-tawheed. You know, as a side point, some of us will read works of tawheed wal-aqa'id. ما نفهمه. We don't understand it. We don't feel the impact. Because some of the works that we read is generally a theological discussion, academic discussion. So it becomes, as ulama mentioned, ilm jaf. It becomes a dry knowledge. كيف دلوا المعتزلة والجهمية والعشائرة والماتريدية. How do people deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is academic science. فيه فائدة أو فوائد لمن يفهم أو يعقل. For a person who understands, who can relate to that. ولكن معظم العوام, the masses of the people, they don't understand this. They want to see the benefits of tawheed inside their life. At-taqarrub ila Allah. That's among some of the best works of tawheed that you find of explanation. Read the works of Shaykh Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayh. فيه روحانية, spirituality. They didn't just go into dogma and theology speaking about this is what belief of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah is. It leads towards spirituality. It leads to understanding and belief and conviction of coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what unfortunately many of us are missing inside our lives. It's all just scholastic speech. It's all that this is deviation, this is corruption. There's no impact within the nafs. أصل الشيء في التوحيد في نفسك is within yourself, your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what's the foundation, is the beginning. What is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's, you find that the Arab proverb that they mentioned, plant your seeds wherever you are and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them grow. Because we live in a media world, that people think we can go to all aspects of the world, reach every aspect of the globe. Plant your seeds wherever you are, and the fruits will be delivered. That's the Prophet ﷺ, 23 years. 13 years inside Mecca, 10 years inside Medina. 23 years of nothing but Tawheed. And that which is linked to that we're going to speak about, of the corruption inside society. Look at the impact of the da'wah of the Prophet ﷺ. We're in the year 2020. And people who deal with calculations, calendar, say once you spill over into the new year, it's 2030, it's a new decade. So take 23 years to 2030 years. Or take what we've done in the last 200 years. What is the impact of da'wah tawheed for the last 200 years? What has been the impact? What should be the impact? What should be the revival? Not just of theological discussion. If we're saying that we're referring back to Tawheed, look at the impact of Tawheed in 23 years. Look at the impact of Tawheed in the golden era, the golden empire of Islam, the golden age of Islam. Look at the impact of Tawheed. You find in some athar, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, لا تشرك بالله, never commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When hurriqt, if you're burnt alive, you're shredded apart, don't commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remain observant of that and preach that to humanity, towards mankind. And maybe some of us, we think that's far away from us. Let's look closer to Indonesia. Some 27,000 islands that we find. The fourth largest populous country in the world. Fourth largest populous country in the world. The largest populated islands or country in the world of Muslims. كيف دخل الإسلام في هذا البلد? How did Islam enter into these islands? How did it enter? Read the history, study history. Via business traders, Muslim traders, Arab traders who landed upon these islands. What entered into the hearts and the minds of these individuals? A slight glimmer of it in today's surah, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ أَوْ يُخْسِرُونَ. Business transactions. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Woe to those people who cheat. When they weigh the scales for their own selves, they take full measurement. When they have to give to someone else, يَنْقُصُهُ. They diminish it. They give less. This is Tawheed. This is what Tawheed is. Fil mu'amalat, in the way that you deal with people. That's why you find many times in society people say, well, at least I have the right belief. It doesn't make a difference how I behave towards people, what I do inside my personal life or towards people. That's why you find Al-Quran wa Sunnah when it comes to hukum bayna al-nas, yatrukunahu. People leave it then. Oh, no, but it's my personal affairs, my personal money, it's my personal family, it's my personal situation. Where's Quran and Sunnah then? Where is it then? It's supposed to be applied in all spheres of your life. You don't pick and choose the Quran and the Sunnah and apply it upon everybody else, but when it's your turn, you don't apply it. It's through all spheres of your life. In everything, everybody, everything that you do. This is what our problem is, that we pick and choose. It's nothing to be hidden. The Muslim world picks and chooses as it chooses. And then they will support everything that they want to do. They will do it. And gain their support. That this is what we're doing. There's nothing wrong with this. It doesn't go against the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will sit and when we discuss on terms that suit us. There is Philistine there that's been destroyed. And every single day we find everyday Muslim lands jumping on the bandwagon. Let us have a discussion. Let us discuss this. Let us do this. Let us do this. Where's Quran and Sunnah now? About global politics, interests of the world, relationship with foreign countries, whatever it may be. Kullu kalam farigh. All false speech, wasting time. Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, ahabbu al-bilad ila al-muslimin. Selling it for what? Ba'da dinar, dirahim, bit of respect for people around you in the world. It is a place of the Anbiya, the prophets. Ignore the political climate, whether the people, what they've done inside their lives, whatever happens. As for who are Ardul Mahshar, wa Ardul Muqaddas. It's a blessed land for Muslims. That's why in the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, don't exert yourselves to make a journey except for three masjids in your life. Amongst them you find is Masjid Aqsa. Exert your efforts to be there. That's why we as Muslims, we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to liberate it. That's what a dua should be. When you speak to them, what do they say? That when 1967, that we enter into the land, we have every right to expand the land. But you have no right to take back your land. Hatta al-qarar, inda al-ummatul muttahida. According to the United Nations regulations, the land belongs to whom? To the Palestinians. According to their own sanctions, their own documentation, their own world, their own legal environment, it belongs to them. But Muslims can't speak about this. Muslims shouldn't speak about this. This is what you call al-mutaffif, to have two scales. Just like a business transaction, two scales. One scale towards Muslims, one scale towards non-Muslims. One scale towards Muslim subjects underneath you, another scale towards the non-Muslims towards you. Try to buy all interests at the loss of the interests of Muslims. Waylun, hatta kalima wayl, huwa kalimatu zajr wal halak. That's what Imam Shankiti inside his tafsir, he mentions it's complete by Atiyah Salim, who completed because he never got to complete the tafsir, the end part of it. Says that waylun, hatta hadhi al-kalima nafsuhu, just wail, should make a person awake to pay attention. Because only a few times in the Quran, Allah mentions, begins the surah with wail inside this surah, in Surah Al-Humaza. Woe to those people who cheat individuals. Because at-tatfif huwa al-qaleel. You're only cheating yourself. Take a small measurement, keep it for yourself to pile it up. Think it's going to be a lot. Abu Bakr al-Jazari inside the tafsir, he mentioned, it goes beyond just that. And other ulama mentioned, just between not just measurements and business, it's even قَدْ نُقِلَ عَنْ سَلْمَانَ الْفَارِسِ هَذَا التَّطْفِيفُ الْمُطَفِّفُ الَّذِي يَنْقُصْ يَسْرُقْ مِنْ سَلَاتِهِ. is the one who steals from his prayer. Steals from their prayer. Is a cheat. Is cheating their own self. As we mentioned, Abu Bakr Jazari said, tafsir steals from his wudu, steals from his salah, doesn't perform it properly. This is the beginning of cheating. Trying to cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not offering your prayers properly. Not performing your wudu properly. Not dealing your transactions properly. It's all doubtful iman, weakness of iman. Weakness of conviction of the last day. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ Don't these people think they're not going to be resurrected? That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to them. Don't you think you're going to come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ A great day, the day of judgment. You think you're not going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These small elements of cheating, taking from people. As you find in some ahadith and narrations in Sunnah of Ibn Majah, Imam Nasa'i, that we find, لَمَّا قَدِبَ النَّبِيَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ When he entered into Medina, كَانُوا أَخْبَثَ النَّاسِ كَيْلًا They used to be the most wicked of people in measuring, in weighing. Used to cheat people. So when he entered and he reformed them, فَأَصْبَحُ أَحْسَنُ النَّاسِ كَيْلًا They became the best of people in weighing, in scaling. That's why even today they said the people of Medina are the best of people in transactions. This is the barakah of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. And he's changing their mindset. That's why when he walked inside Medina and he thrust his hand inside the wheat, the top external part of it was dry, internally it was wet. What did he say? Man ghashana falaysa minna. Whoever cheats us is not from amongst us. Laysa min al-muslimin. A Muslim doesn't cheat, doesn't steal, doesn't lie, doesn't betray people. He's honest in everything that they do. This is the impact of Tawheed of the Prophet ﷺ inside Medina. It doesn't speak about empowerment, doesn't speak about conquering and ruling. It builds the foundation of Iman billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the first 13 years of Makkah, these ayat, that's what they do, build Iman. So when you come to Medina, that Iman becomes easy. It becomes easy when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down from the Quran, يَا يُلَّذِينَ آمُنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th chapter, verses 90 and 91. آخر آية في تحريم الخمر. Do you think that the people said, let us just have another complete a drink? No, the iman had reached that level that now over at tadarruj, iman was there. Now tahreem has come. Now they abandon, walk away from it. Obviously, we shouldn't have this tadarruj inside our lives as Muslims. That we should understand what is haram qat'an. Stay away from it. But بعض العلماء قد نقل عنهم. Some people may have a weakness of years of shurb al-khamr of muharramat, and a person may wean them off that. وهذا خاص لهذا الشخص. This is something specific to that individual. It doesn't become a general ruling. But the point here being one of iman. Of understanding that we have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and respond. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ The day we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's Ibn Kathir inside the tafsir, he mentions standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a few days, حَتَّى خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ السَّنَةِ 50,000 years standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is authentic in numerous ahadith that you find people will be standing, sweat until one's ankles, one's shins, one's knees, one's hips, one's stomach, one's shoulder blades. People will be drowning in sweat. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابِ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي سِجِّينَ Indeed, the book of the evil, the wicked individuals will be inside Sijjin. وَحَتَّ كَلِمَ السِجِّينَ بعض العلماء اللغة قالوا أخذ من السجن مكان ضيق a restricted place is one interpretation that's where the record of these people who are mujrimin will be kept what will explain to you what this book this record is كتاب مرقوم it lists all Imam Shaqiti mentions in the tafsir it's written down all the names of the people of Fujjar are written inside this record of these individual criminal individuals who cheat people, steal from people, lie people, betray people, carry out all these atrocities. And what else these individuals used to do? Once again, used to reject the last day. They say these are asatirul awwaleen. These are tales of the ancient individuals. Not just non-Muslims. Muslims said these are ancient fables, tales. That's what these are from the Quran, and what this is highlighting. There's no punishment. Live life, do whatever you want to do. We'll see about it the hereafter when it comes to the hereafter. Let us just cheat the people today on this dunya. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a ghilaf, a covering over their hearts. That if you study with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals hearts of an individual in the hadith in Sunnah Imam Tirmidhi that we find. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَذْنَبَ If a servant carries out a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places a dot. في بعض الروايات نقطة سوداء, a black dot comes on the heart of that individual. فإن تاب, the person repents, سُقِلَ عَنْهُ, is removed from him. If he carries on that sin, then more and more of that comes to cover up the heart and seals that individual. That's what the impact of a sin is. One sin is one dot. More sinning creates more dots till the heart has a seal upon it. That's you find if you study the sealing of the hearts inside the Quran. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ طَبَعَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ Allah has sealed their hearts. Inside Surah An-Nahl, inside Surah Muhammad, if I'm not mistaken as well. And now, further than that, as Imam Shawkani said, Fathul Qadir, he mentioned, the next stage after that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, for this individual, is أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا That their hearts are chained, their hearts are sealed. That's the next stage that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places upon an individual who drifts away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا In the same surah mentioned أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah mentions later on that don't they ponder over the Qur'an? Don't they reflect over the Qur'an? Don't they live with the Qur'an? A person who's drifted away from the Qur'an, Allah mentions that he is subhanahu wa ta'ala أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُ Are there chains around their hearts? Shackles? Their heart no longer becomes receptive. As you find that many non-Muslims, their life isn't receptive towards Islam because they've sealed their hearts. As you find that unfortunately some Muslims are not receptive towards Islam because they've sealed their hearts. Cover their hearts with ma'asi, with dhunub. Obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one that guides and can still penetrate their hearts. Walakin fi shakl am, in general, that we find that a person should be aware of sinning. It seals the heart of the individual. Kalla bal rana ala qulubi ma kanu yaksibun. This is what happened to this individual because of what they used to earn, their own sins, the actions they used to do. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that mentions the opposite about al-abrar. Inna kitab al-abrari la fi illiyin. The opposite is always inside the Quran. Those who are wretched individuals, those who are the good individuals. What will happen to abrar, the good people, the pious individuals? Wa ma adraka ma illiyin? Kitabun marqum yashhaduhu al-muqarrabun. We'll explain to you who these good people are. This record is of illiyin. And the highest level of record we kept of these individuals, the good individuals. We'll explain to you who these individuals are, what this record is. يَشْحَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ Who pays testimony to this record? الْمَلَائِكَ The angels who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They pay testimony that these are the pious individuals. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the good deeds of these individuals or the reward of these individuals. Who will begin to drink from Rahiq al-Makhtum khitamuhu misk. Who begin to drink from this drink Rahiq. Wa Ibn Kathir yaqul anna Rahiq min a'la al-khamr fil jannah. This Ar-Rahiq, this drink inside Jannah is the best form of khamr inside paradise. Khamr fil dunya yughatti al-aql, takes away your mind. In Jannah شَرَابًا طَهُورًا It's a pure drink. As you study al-Jannah and study this dunya, everything you've been told to stay away from inside this dunya, وَلَكَ أَجْرُهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَفْسُ شَيْءٍ. Stay away from al-khamr fi al-dunya, لَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخُمُورِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. Abstaining from this dunya, you gain it inside al-akhirah. That's what the Quran teaches and highlights to us. It's not all doom and gloom. There's going to be nothing good for the believers. Read the Quran in detail. Everything you abstain from inside this dunya and haram, you will get the like of far beyond that inside Jannah. We're given to believing individuals. Khitamuhu misk. Here ulama begin to discuss khitamuhu misk. Amma, that the top of the seal is sealed with misk. Or the end of the drink contains musk. Because normally when you come to the end of a drink, you find it becomes sour. It doesn't have that pure element inside that drink. So the end of this drink will be pure musk. And some of the ulama tafsir mentioned that, walau qatra, one drop of rahiq al-makhtum is to be dropped upon this earth, the fragrance will remain there till the end of time. One drop, the fragrance of it. And likewise you find, وَمِزَاجُ مِنْ تَسْنِيمِ, mixed with tasneem is a stream inside Jannah. That's how this drink will be mizaj, will be mixed. Given to the believing individual. These are all good things that we should strive for. Strive inside these things. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. So that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. In these things you should be striving. Not the beginning of the surah in cheating and being criminals and trying to earn this dunya. The surah is saying, look, follow this inside your life. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. In that begin to strive. وَحَتَّى كَلِمَةَ النَّفِيسِ is something precious. So strive in something which is precious. Something which is valuable. That's what we should be striving for inside al-akhirah. Gaining that which is precious amongst ourselves. Competing inside this dunya for al-akhirah. Sake of the dunya. This is the reward for those individuals. Encouragement for us believing individuals. Don't fall prey to this dunya. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about al-mikyal inside the Quran. Some 7 or 6 places inside the Quran speak about awfu bil-kayl. Be honest inside your dealings, your weighing. Don't cheat people. Numerous ayats speak about the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam. What was the sin that existed inside his society? They used to cheat people. That's what we mentioned many times over, as the Quran mentioned, the relationship of Tawheed and the evil practices of people to eliminate. Tawheed wipes out bad practices. You can't have Tawheed and doing haram. You can't have Tawheed and saying that, no, this is not, it's irrelevant. Real Tawheed leads towards uprooting evil, corruption, bad practices, changing people, changing society, having an impact inside society. If not, it just becomes mere lip service. That we need to, all of us need to review ourselves. That what is the impact of Tawheed inside my life to make me to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And regarding that is what we should exert our efforts and race towards one another in doing these good deeds in this dunya to gain that reward inside al-akhirah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes this surah by speaking about these criminal individuals. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. These criminal individuals, they used to laugh at the believing individuals. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. When he used to go past them, either believers go past or they go past the believers, both of them is true, as ulama tafsir they mention. يَتَغَامَزُونَ. They wink at one another. They make signs towards one another, symbols towards one another. Look at these individuals. That's what they do. That's the way of mujrimun. And before we look at non-Muslims, even amongst Muslims, we find that amongst Muslims, they look at these Muslims. انظر إلى هذا Mutawwa, look at his religious cleric. Look at his person, how his clothing is. Look how his beard is. Look at this woman, how her hijab is. Look how her niqab is. Look even how they speak to you at times. You know, people think that sometimes there might be some form of mubalaga, exaggeration. Fasiru fil, travel through the Muslim land. Stand at an airport, a Muslim airport. See how you're treated, see how a kafir is treated. See how you're treated and see how they're treated. See how they show a certain passport and certain exemption is given to them and certain words are expressed to them. See how you're treated. See how I'm treated. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a reality. We shouldn't hide about it and pretend, no, it doesn't exist. It's a reality that certain people are treated, kafir are treated over Muslims. Their salaries are paid on time. Your salary won't be paid on time. You're treated like trash. They're treated like they're their rulers. You're told to do the menial jobs. Never rise in a position. They're told to rise in a position. Control our welfare. Control the property. Control the wealth. Control economics of Muslim countries. Shayun ajib. Ghair ma'kool. Something strange. Something very strange. Then we have the audacity to say that we have Muslim concerns for ourselves. Your display of Muslim concerns is there. Your display is there. You don't need to hide about it. No one needs to make an excuse about it for you. It's there. It's displayed. This is how you treat Muslims. This is how you treat al-kafara. Because mujrimun are those individuals who will scoff and mock and laugh at believing individuals. That's their trait. That's their symbol. And likewise, non-Muslims, we shouldn't be so offended when they laugh and joke about Islam. That's what they're going to do. That's their nature. They're going to do that. They're going to do that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that they're going to make these jokes. And when they return to their family members, fatihin, then again they're going to then speak to the family and make a mockery and joke. Oh, you saw this religious person like this. I met this person. These Muslims are like this. They're like this. That's what they're going to do. That's their trait. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the individuals, the believing individual, what will happen to them, that sabr, that patience. The Prophet ﷺ bore more than this, just these, more than these kalimat. 23 years, as we mentioned, of striving and struggling. That's why a person shouldn't take it personally. Person shouldn't take it personally. Doesn't even find in the battle of Uhud that we find that when the Quraysh fought that they've won. Then they asked the question. Where's the Prophet ﷺ? Prophet ﷺ told him to remain silent, keep quiet. Ain Abu Qahafa, Abu Bakr, where's Abu Bakr? Remain silent. Where's Umar al-Khattab, where's Umar? Obviously Umar is cringing to speak. Said Abu Sufyan, at that time was a non-Muslim. He said, may Hubal be glorified. May the deity statue of Hubal be glorified. ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّمَ أَجِبْ. Now respond. First they asked about the Prophet ﷺ. It's his own shakhsiyah. Doesn't respond. Abu Bakr, don't respond. Umar, don't respond. This is to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajib, now respond. What should we say? Allahu ajallu wa akbar. That's what you should respond. So a Muslim doesn't respond for their own sake. That we find these, what we find in the world at the moment. These bits that we find on social media, we find to and fro, that we find amongst one another, that we find spending hours on end of making videos of one another, making mockery and a joke of one another, wasting our time. That's what we're doing. Wal kuffar yadhakuna alayna. They laugh at us. They laugh at us as we squirm with one another. They laugh at us, standing laughing away at us. Believing individuals, fal yawma alladhina amanu min al-kuffari yadhakun. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. Have you ever heard of the proverb? He who laughs last, laughs the longest and the best. He who laughs last will laugh the longest and the best. So we're not going to laugh in this dunya. We're not going to rejoice in this dunya. We're going to laugh on the day of judgment. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Will not the disbelieving individuals be given the due recompense of what they used to do in this dunya? You know, a strange thing about the Quran, Surah Al-Mu'minun begins by speaking about the believing individuals. And it ends by speaking about the disbelieving individuals who used to make a mockery about the believing individuals. They used to joke about the believing individuals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah praising the believing individuals and ends the surah speaking about وَلَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Ends the surah by highlighting that the disbelieving individuals will never ever be prosperous. Will never ever be prosperous. And thus we should take the lessons from this surah that we find as ulama have extracted. That when a person begins to cheat inside society, that we find وَلَا تَفَّفُوا الْقَيْلِ إِلَّا مُنِعَ النَّبَاتِ وَأُخِذُوا بِالسِّنِينَ. By numerous works of ahadith that we find, don't begin to carry out diminishing the scales of cheating people. What will be the repercussions? إِلَّا مُنِعُ النَّبَاتِ. Drought, lack of vegetation, growing of plants. What بِالسِّنِينَ, drought, famine. This is what we find in the world at the moment. So as we began, we may find it trivial that stealing a few pennies, a few pounds, it has an impact on the society around us, on the Muslim world around us. And in conclusion, if I find Umar al-Khattab, he mentioned, كَانَ يَتَجَوَّلْ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. He used to go and visit the marketplaces and he used to check on the scales. He used to check on the scales, check what was taking place inside his society. And that's what we need to read about Khulafa al-Rashidun. We need to read about the Khulafa. They need to be our symbolic people that we look up to, that when we speak about the return of the golden ages, that's what we should look about. Forget about the Muslim world at the moment. Forget about it. Read the golden ages. See how these individuals they were. Khasus and Umar al-Khattab, see how he was. And even when he used to write a letter sometimes to people, he never used to write, min amir al-mu'mineen ila fulan wa fulan, if he's Arabic, normal Muslim. كان يكتب من عمر الخطاب إلى فلان إلى علان. As we talk about Masjid Aqsa, read about his sirah, how he entered into Masjid Aqsa, how he entered, what type of individual he was. So when he entered the marketplace, he would check the scale, see if people were cheating or doing something. And he mentioned to these people, لا تمنع عنا المطر. Woe upon you, don't cheat. Because you're cheating inside your scales. And betraying this will prevent the rain from falling down upon us. These are all symbols why this Muslim Ummah is suffering. These are all symbols. Lack of tawheed, lack of belief, lack of conviction, corruption. Two different types of scales that we use with ourselves and around the people around us. We cheat, we lie, we plunder, we loot. We do all types of atrocities. Zina, adultery, fornication, muharramat. All of this, if you study, has an impact upon this Muslim Ummah, has an impact on our nourishment, has an impact on the rain around us, has an impact on our vegetation, impact on our life. So that we should begin to repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our affairs. Exert as of every single dealing that we do. To be truthful. Truthful in everything that we do, that this is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.